Is it you, Muradi? What's happened?
Don't ask me anything. I have punished myself.
You should have cut your chest, not your hand. Come inside, Muradi. Your memory still works. I'm wondering how you could find my house.
Don't ask me, Ashas. I hit the wall and... fell into lots of ditches several times. Do you see what you've done to me? I've come back from hundreds of unfinished wars, you see.
No, I don't. I expected to see the commander of the Battle of Love inside a coffin. The scratch in your hand isn't that serious.
I was afire, and I raged and burnt for years because of my love for God. But now I'm cold. Cold and quiet. My heart would always beat with God in my mind, but now only Gautam is in my mind. You're also part of this sin, Sheikh.
What sin, man? Kulsum! Hey, Kulsum!
Ashas, will she marry me?
If you become the man of her dreams, yes.
Of course I will.
If you show honesty, I'll help you to get married to her.
Tell me what I should do.
You'll find out when the time comes. I have to bandage your wound. The sword of love is rarely sharp, Muradi.
Oh, people, if you sit in your homes and don't go fight with the enemies, they will see you as easy prey. Stop lying and talking nonsense.
Geese,
you have to follow
the right
path.
Go.
Fight, and you
go
will
stand
have your homes,
in the yard.
And you will not lose them.
Your name.
Sadu!
I repeat,
Sadu.
Stop lying.
Get it.
And talking nonsense.
Put on this armor. Next,
all right.
A sword or a spear.
Go stand in the yard.
Your name. Jassamer from the Bani Mar.
Okay, get it.
Sard Ibn Jassamer. Go stand in the yard.
Sit
and do nothing.
And here is a shield. May God protect you.
For everything.
Your name.
That is ours.
It seems that Ali's curse and sighs have shaken the dead in the city of ghosts. Don't forget to include me on the list, commanders.
After your betrayal in Safin and hundreds of other schemes, you have to thank God that you can still talk. It was because of Ali's compassion that I didn't break your leg.
It is very clear who you are, Jondab. Your logic is the sword. Well, we'll talk after I pick up my sword. Ma. But you, Oday, the renowned Hatam Tai's son? Your late father was a generous man, but you don't take after him. You've grabbed all positions. In which region is the palace which Ali kept for you?
In Muhammad's religion, if ever you see a palace, you can be sure that every brick of it is built by robbery and betrayal.
Ashas! Time cannot repeat anyone. Where is Abu Zar to take out the roots of corruption?
Where did he go?
He didn't want to shed a hypocrite's blood in the house of God. Go, Ashas, go. Write a letter to Muawiyah. and ask him for a new job. Your mission in Ali's army is over. Go!
I like him. He's a brave man. He passed the test.
He passed the test? If he had cut his artery, he would have died. If he had broken his leg, all of our plans would have failed.
I definitely think he can kill Ali.
How?
He cut his hand in order not to commit a sin. He wasn't afraid of the danger and jumped out the window. So he's a real Narawani.
He is a loser! He is a loser! He grieves over being far away from you in a way that no one else would grieve. He's forgotten Ali altogether. If you hear what nonsense he talks about you, you'll be very, very surprised.
I know without having heard it.
Do you know that?
He thinks of me as an angel of mercy that God has granted him. To stop him from committing any sin.
Really? So the nonsense he talks about comes from the divine spirit of heaven? I was blind, but now I can see. I was blind, but now I can see. My dark heart is full of light, thanks to the Holy Spirit. Did I hand over that poor guy to you to make him fall in love?
You knew about the daughter of Kufa's attributes.
Gautam, he's changed his mind. He doesn't want to kill Ali. Do you understand me?
He's changed his mind. Why are you so upset?
Oh, no. We're back to square one. Why do you hate me, girl? Am I doing something wrong? I'm helping you.
I have a good reason for killing Ali. What about you?
Many people in Kufa are grieving because of Ali's policies. The people in Kufa haven't laughed for a while now.
You? You're grieving over the palace you lost. You're upset because you won't hear the sound of the coins in Iran's treasuries. You're the commander of the hypocrites, Ashas. I wish I knew which palace you've traded that Ali's blood for.
I will give you a share of the trade. Stop the argument, girl. Your hostility towards me is to Ali's benefit in many ways.
Forget about it. You have to pray that you won't get into my fate once again. What should I do?
Ibn Muljam's hands are broken. His heart is full of fear. His feet are shaking. And his sword isn't sharp anymore. Push him, Gautam. Push him. He wants you, and you want Ali's blood. So your marriage portion will be Ali's blood.
I agree. Go send my husband home.
Congratulations.
Oh, God, please don't disgrace me. I ask that you increase her love for me. And make me to look good in her eyes. Give me the courage to say whatever it is that I feel in my heart. Tamarabab, your pitch black eyes are like the darkness of the night, and the pure white of your eyes is as white as the dawn, my beautiful one. Oh, magician, your penetrating looks make the garden of my body full of blossoms and flowers. What? I found my big dreams on the horizon of your being. You are gentle like a breeze. No, not a breeze. The gentleness of a breeze isn't visible. You're gentle. You're gentle. Ah. You're gentle like a tiny little drop of dew. You're as green as spring. Oh, my darling. Just take a look at me and see what you've done to me. I had worshipped God all my life, and I had never forgotten God. It is a shame. It's a shame that I've forgotten God altogether, and now I can only say your name. Now you're the one who rules over my heart, not God. So you'd better kill me instead of turning me down. Huh?
Well?
Well? Well? Well? What do you mean, well, lady?
Say something.
I can't open my mouth to talk in your presence, my lady.
All right, then. If you feel uncomfortable, I'll go.
Wait. Oh, you're the sun that shines on the world. Stay here. Stay here and shine on me.
Are you a poet?
No, I'm not anything at all. Whatever I am, it's just your reflection.
Don't bother yourself. Talk in a way so I can understand you.
Don't you want to ask me who I am?
The fact that you're a survivor of Nada One is enough for me.
Tell me why you gave me shelter, lady.
Your presence in this house reminds me of a man who I loved like I love myself. My father. He was a man of God and worship, just like you.
May God have mercy on his soul. We're both grieving over the same disaster. You've put on a beautiful white dress, lady.
And you've beautifully cut your hand. We are both intelligent and free to do anything. We don't need a cunning fox like Ashaz as our guardian. You can ask me whatever you want.
Oh, God, please kill me. My heart wants to say it, but I can't even open my mouth. I feel ashamed to say it.
All right. What will you give as my marriage portion?
Your marriage portion? Your marriage portion is my life!
3,000 dinars in cash.
I'll pay it.
And a maid.
I'll buy one.
A glass of blood.
Blood?
Yes, blood. Only Ali's blood can soothe the pain in my heart. You have to kill Ali.
No.
I asked for Ali's life, not yours.
I swear to God that I decided to come to Kufa only to shed Ali's blood. My witness is the sword that I bought for 1,000 dinars, and I paid another 1,000 dinars to make it poisonous. But, lady, if I kill Ali, I have to forget about my own life. Ali's followers will definitely kill me.
Is your sword sharp?
As sharp as your deadly eyes.
Let me see that. Bring an apple. Bring it. Throw it up in the air. Throw it! Ah! It deserves to kill Ali. There are hundreds of ways that you can get out of the punishment for killing Ali.
If the lamp wasn't so close to your face, I would have cut off your head, Mohammed.
Shh. Out of respect for Fatima, we never talk about blood and swords in this house.
Ali and his family are always the same. The great caliph goes out to see the poor and disabled people, and in these horrible nightsticks, unknown packages to them. Hassan, Hussein, and Abbas have camped in Nokaile to make the preparations for the army of Kufa. But you in this house, which is the most revered one? You're amazed by the doors and the walls. Did you see Ali?
No, I didn't. What are you doing here, Ode?
Mohammed! The lamp is over there, and here's the sword. Take it! Guard this place. I have to find Ali.
I wish all my five fingers were the same. This one. Like this one. And this one. Like this one. Is it possible? No. Why? Because when you're far from Fatima, you'll be far from Ali's sword as well. Only Zulfagar can kill the evil monster of unkindness. Oh, the marriage portion of the mother of kindness your handle deserves. To be in Ali's hands. Good for Hassan. Good for Hussein. Good for anyone who's closer than me to Fatima. Good for the ducks. Good for the birds on the roof. Good for the bricks of this house. I wish Fatima were my mother.
Only God knows where he's gone.
Ah, you came back quickly, Ode.
The city is full of men who have covered their faces so they won't be recognized. How should I know? How could I recognize him?
O'Day, you're under the protection of Ali's sword. What are you afraid of?
I'm under the protection of Zolfagar. But I have to worry about the daggers, like old women.
O'Day, Ali is Ali because he's living. He's living all aspects of his fate.
Don't talk about philosophy and fate to me. If Ali stays alive, it would even be to fate's benefit.
Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'bud wa iyaka nasta'in. Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat al-Ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. غير المقصوب عليهم ولا
الضالين. I feel like there's a piece of stone in my heart. I can't even talk. Oh. I've forgotten everything. Who am I? What do I want? What have you done to me, lady?
You look like one of those prophets in my dreams. White and divine. Now perform a miracle so I'll be the first person who has faith in you.
What miracle? What miracle? What prophet? I'm an illiterate person with many blisters on the soles of my feet. I found you in my ignorance and craving. Whenever I intend to pray, I see you. Whenever I bow and prostrate for prayers, I worship you. You've become my god, lady. Give me orders and I'll obey you.
I have the good news of the miracle of love for you. Go to the pulpit in the mosque of Kufa. I've appointed you to shake the earth with the miracle of love.
How much time do we have until the morning call for prayers?
The roosters have crowed 3 times.
I died in one of the wars, but I don't know which war it was. I've been carrying the wicked soul of someone else for a while. Tonight wasn't in my fate. Oh, God! This wasn't the right answer to my prayers. I had made an impenetrable barrier by acting according to our religion so no snake or scorpion would pass through it. I died somewhere. It isn't the real me.
Your life will begin from tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow for me. They'll kill me. I'm scared, lady.
Meow.
What was that, lady?
Don't be afraid, Muradi. I have a pet cat that looks like a human and is as brave as a lion. I'll send him to come along with you. He can defeat an army on his own. Let alone the old men in the mosque of Kufa. My cat is the only cat that can walk on 2 feet and imitate any sound. Stop it! Stand up! Wardan. This Arab is the man of my fate. Do whatever it takes to protect him. Otherwise, I'll cut off your right ear and put it in your left hand. Mm.
Oh, lady, this man killed your father.
You can go to the mosque. Killing you once isn't enough, Wardan. I have to kill you every day.
Hussein! Abbas!
I'm also Ali's son, Uday. Why don't you call me? I have the right to be jealous, don't I? Oh God! What if I were born in Fatima's fate?
It's not the right time to fight with yourself, boy. Ali is in danger. Where are your brothers?
In Nokaile, they're making preparations for the army. Why are you distressed, Ode?
I lost him, Mohammed. I lost him. In the Tame al-Rabab neighborhood, we reached a crossroads that we didn't know. He disappeared. Tame al-Rabab is a horrible neighborhood. It's full of veiled ghosts who change colors all the time. I begged him and told him, "Oh, sir, we are not dead. If you want to help all of these people, do it." Ali shouldn't carry the bag of supplies at midnight and go all the way to the slums without any fear from the ignorant hypocrites. I'm worried, Mohammed. I'm worried in one of these dark nights in Kufa, the dagger of a wicked person will leave Muhammad's Umar orphaned. It's strange. It was Ali.
Yes.
What does this strange behavior mean, Mohammed?
This is what he does every night. Or I have to say his nighttime prayers are to take care of the poor.
Can you hear that? Yes. It's the sound of my heart. Are you scared? No. If you take away fear and worry from those who live, nothing will remain for them to live with. Life is all about these endless worries. Show me your hand.
Thank you. Get up, Moradi. Get up! What are you waiting for? Get up!
I swear to Kaba's god that I have been redeemed.